Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And then the Broncos, of course, getting 9.5 in Kansas City against the Chiefs, which allows me to circle back to the Chiefs and looking at this matchup and trying to figure out this, that, and the other thing. I found one thing that I thought was a real statistical oddity, in that the one thing that you talk about in the NFL that you can't live with are what? Turnovers, right? I mean, that's what you always talk about. Turnovers and field position. Those are the two things that are harped upon the most when you're in post-game with NFL coaches. They talk to turnovers. You know, starting position, field position, things of this nature. The Chiefs have committed more turnovers than any team in the NFL not named the New York Jets. They've committed 11 interceptions, 11 fumbles, 22 turnovers, which is second in the league in frequency of turnovers, and yet have continued to score about 25.8 points a game. So the irony is that when they're not turning it over, they're still amongst the most productive offenses in the NFL in terms of points per possession without a turnover. I know that that's a very deep dive, But that's an inconsistency. In the NFL, teams that turn it over a lot don't score a lot of points because they give up so many possessions, but not the Chiefs. So
yeah,
I found that to be
their entire offensive existence this year is weird. It is.
Yeah,
I agree.
It is.
I don't know, and that's, you know, it's not, but it's to the point now where it's not like an anomaly. It is what it is. So, and I say that, like, that can be broken. They could break out of this and get back to the offense we've always known. I sort of expect that to happen, but we just keep waiting, right? We keep waiting for it to happen. And the turnovers, even the turnovers in and of themselves have been weird, because how many of those have been drop passes? Now, Mahomes is going to wear all those interceptions, but they're not all his fault. That we've seen fumbles. Like, it's not – they're weird. And maybe a bye week is enough time to sort of shake that out of the system. Maybe being a front runner again in the AFC sort of shakes that out of the system. The Chiefs have no reason to play out of a place of desperation anymore. Their defense is playing well. The offense can do its thing. Mahomes seems to be, you know, against the too high safety look or whatever it was the defenses were doing. He seems to be much more comfortable with that now. Just sort of, you know, it's the cliche, but it has been so true for them, taking what the defense will give you, because they're giving them a lot. They're just not letting them have the big play, but that's okay. Control the clock and take the little plays until you go down and score a touchdown. So, and that's even better when your defense is playing well, but the one key to that is, don't turn the ball over.
Don't do it.
Right? If you're going to play that, you're going to play that kind of offense and that kind of game, which is the most effective way to win in the NFL, by the way, just don't turn the ball over. And I am curious to see how they come out of the bye in that way. And if everybody collectively gets rid of the yips that have caused so many of those turnovers, the number of, I can't remember a season for any team, and it's obviously happened. We just watch this one so closely. But where there's been as many, like, batted, you know, missed catch interceptions or just, like, just the silliest mistakes that lead to turnovers. And, you know, I guess it's karma because for so long the Chiefs have been near perfect in that world as far as football goes. Maybe it's just all coming around full circle. But, you know, with the bye week and the opportunity to really just settle down a little bit after getting hot, maybe that's what ails them. Would I be surprised if the Chiefs just put the gas pedal down and dominate this game? No. But again, we just haven't seen that in so long for the Chiefs that it's hard to see a 9.5-point spread. I you know, back to your question in the last segment, I think there's absolutely reason for concern in this game. This isn't a game I don't think anybody – it just doesn't feel like a game where you see a 9.5-point favorite. The Broncos are 6-5.
Right. And they've won three of their last four. You get 9.5-point
favorites when, you know, when you're playing the Texans. Not when you're playing somebody that's 6-5. I just feel like there's still this perception with the Chiefs that is unrealistic. I mean, the Colts are, and granted it's on the road, but the Colts are giving 10 to the Texans. The Cardinals, which we assume will be healthy, right? As far as I know. Again, on the road, but only 7.5 to the hapless Bears. I'm just looking at the biggest lines of the week. The Vikings are only giving the Lions 7.5. Eagles and Jets is only 7. There's one. Bucks, Falcons at 11. Jags, Rams. See, now that's where you should get a big line, right? The Jags visiting the Rams. It's 13. But I look at the I just doesn't fit. It just doesn't fit. And I'm giving away my State Farm pick here, but 9.5 just doesn't fit what the Broncos are this year. It seems too big to me.
It's very interesting. And look, the Chiefs are a better football team, period. But the metrics, if you believe the metrics and the metrics only, Teddy Bridgewater in a lot of departments, and I swallow hard before I say this, is having a better season than Patrick Mahomes. Now, I'm talking about just straight linear metrics. This stat versus that stat. You'd be stunned when you look at it. Now, give me Patrick Mahomes every single weekend of the season. But it's interesting.
Yeah. Teddy Bridgewater takes a bad rap. I like Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy Bridgewater ought to be the quarterback of, well, would you take Teddy Bridgewater over Jameis Winston? Teddy Bridgewater would have been such a perfect fit for New Orleans.
Well, he was 5-0 at New Orleans. So
I know. And you know, before it's too bad, too, because everyone was bullish on him, too, before that bad injury in Minnesota. And for what he was effective in Carolina, too. Like he's.
Yeah.
The Broncos have underachieved this year, in my opinion. They've had some injuries to deal with, but so does everybody else. But the way that Bridgewater's playing and the guys that they have, and I know they've sort of, you know, traded away Von Miller and done some of that kind of stuff, but the Broncos are better than a 6-5 team, in my opinion. I think the Broncos are as good as we thought they could be at the beginning of the year. They're just not winning games. And it's not Teddy Bridgewater's fault. So, I don't know. And look, the Chiefs beat the Cowboys by 10. You know, they just housed the Raiders, right? So maybe they have finally figured it out on how to just smoke people. But for a long time, and I'm not talking about just this year. I'm talking about going into last year. All their games were close. But the one thing that allows you to just put people away like that is a really good defense. And that's what the Chiefs have right now. So,
right.
That's where the 9.5 comes from, I think, is the way that the defense is playing. But we'll see. I mean, it's a division game. I think the Broncos have underachieved, but they're pretty good. I definitely think they're a playoff caliber team. Whether or not they'll make it, I don't know. But if you know, I do see a world where a really talented player like Javonte Williams takes on a bigger role down the stretch and they get healthy and they can run Sutton and Patrick and Judy and Fant out there and, you know, Teddy Bridgewater takes care of it. If they can defend a little bit, the Broncos, I mean, of the contenders in the AFC, I think the Broncos are legitimate contenders, don't you?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I
for a playoff spot?
I mean, I would think so. I think the Chiefs are clearly the best team in the division. Clearly is, that's probably a little unfair, at least to the Chargers who have a win in Kansas City. But right now, in a what have you done for me lately league, I think the Chiefs right now are clearly the best team. Now, that can change in the NFL. We know that. It's a week-to-week league. But the Chiefs have been as consistent as any team in the league over the last month. And really over the last 6 weeks, 7 weeks if you want to throw in the bye. But their last six games, of which they're 5-1 in, they've really had only one outlier. Defensively, they've been fantastic. Enough that you expect them to play well. I mean, I expect the Chiefs to play well defensively. The only question I have is, can the Broncos run downhill on Kansas City? If the Broncos can run downhill straight at them in the run game, this will be an interesting football game. If the Chiefs bow up and don't allow that to happen, this has a chance to get one-sided. I think it's very simple in that regard. That and the fact that Mahomes can't turn it over. If they don't turn it over, then they score, then they're going to score. Even against a Broncos defense that, along with the Bills and the Patriots, are one of only three teams in the NFL to have allowed under 200 points so far. So,
I mean, think about the Broncos matchup right now. Let's take the Jets out, right? The Jags and the Texans. Those teams are out. Everybody else is in the mix still. Mm-hmm. So Colts, Browns, Steelers, Bengals, Raiders, Chargers, Dolphins. Bills, I guess you got to put in because they're not a division leader. I mean, are the Broncos that far behind any of those teams?
They're positive in the Bengals point differential? Yeah. No, their point differential is actually pretty good. I mean, they're behind the... Yes, there's a few. I'd say they're in the middle of that pack.
I do. I would, too.
I think you have to pay attention to them. I think if you're a Chiefs fan, you got to pay attention to them. The 11 straight wins and that stuff kind of goes out the door because they're probably a little closer between each other this year, and yet the guys in the desert say 9.5, which is very interesting. So maybe they're expecting something. Hey, look, Andy Reid's 19-3 all time as a head coach coming off the bye week. And he's, you know that he's tweaked some things offensively. And maybe that's the expectation that the Chiefs are going to really rev offensively. And it's not like the Broncos haven't been gashed on occasion. They have. They've generally been pretty good defensively, but they've been gashed on a few occasions this year. So it's not out of the realm. It's an intriguing matchup. I like the Chargers and the Bengals, I think, to me, is the most intriguing matchup of the weekend. But I think that for other reasons, the Chiefs and the Broncos are probably right there. Okay, so there you go. All right, when we turn the page, let's get to a little NBA and circle back to Wichita State. State Farm Insurance picks of the week coming up in hour number two, all Brockton Hurdle. Jad Chambers producing. This is Sports Daily on the Sports Station KFH. The KFH hotline is brought to you by Twin Peaks. East at 21st and Rock, west at Ridge and Taft. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views.
97.5 and 1240 KFH. Tune in to the Retire Hour Show Saturday.
Robert DMing me, what in the hell are you talking about? Bridgewater more highly rated than Mahomes? Have you lost your mind? Look, that's not what I said.
That's not what
when you
said.
Take a dive into metrics, you can cherry pick to some degree and make an argument that Teddy Bridgewater is at least having a very similar season to Patrick Mahomes. QBR, Bridgewater 18, Mahomes 9. Passer rating, Bridgewater 12, Mahomes 17. EPA, which is expected points added per play, Teddy Bridgewater 7, Mahomes 9. Success rate, percentage of plays where expected points added is greater than 0, Mahomes number 2, Bridgewater number 9. Air yards a play, Bridgewater 13th, Mahomes 24th. Touchdown pass percentage, Bridgewater 15, Mahomes 10. Interception rate, Mahomes 21st in the NFL amongst quarterbacks. Teddy Bridgewater, number 5. Now Mahomes is number 1, or no, number 2 in the NFL in third down conversions. But you use the term, stats geek. You can find anything that you want, but the point is that if taken all things equally, I think that we would say to this point, 11 games in for the Chiefs, that Patrick Mahomes is probably having his, most challenging season as a quarterback for the Chiefs?
Yeah, I think he's seeing the most challenges. Stats nerd, right, is my preferred, yes, term. And I used to be a stats nerd. Stats, the nerddom has gone to a new level, like most things with, the internet and social media that I just can't keep up with. That's a perfect example why they don't always tell the first story. It's really interesting to me that in all of that, and if it is, in fact, Mahomes' most challenging season, which we think it is, they're 7-4 coming out of a bye week with an opportunity,
bingo,
to still be the number one seed in the AFC.
Right. And that's the root of it. The Chiefs are still, even, I think, dyed-in-the-wool Chiefs Kingdom fandom probably looks at this team and says, probably is not as good as the ones that preceded it over any time in the last 3 years. Certainly not the one last year. Hell, they only lost 2 games. But to your point, Jacob, and you've been consistent in making this over the last month, the Chiefs are just about where they need to be. Yeah, you would have liked to have thought, okay, 11 games in, they're 9-2 instead of 7-4. Okay, whatever. But the fact of the matter is they still control their own destiny. They're still in charge, out in front, into week 13 in a division that they've won 5 straight times. So, yeah, maybe they look a little different, but the outcome, is the outcome any different? Not to this point. And this would be another good win for them in the division, where they still have to go back to L.A. to play the Chargers, a team that's beaten them already.
Much different, so we'll Chargers see. Team. I think you feel, yep, pretty good about that if you're the Chiefs. You know, it's just so it's been such an interesting season. And what a perfect definition of the craziness of an NFL season. Because they went into that incredibly difficult portion of their schedule, won all those games, and now you feel like, okay, now they get a stretch of games they can really win. Oh, by the way, every team in the AFC West is above 500. So, yes, they have all these division games coming up, but the AFC West is really good. So is that a stretch? It's just, there's not a stretch. There's not a good stretch of games where you can – just walk through it. The Chiefs' schedule just isn't that way this year. So I don't know what to expect with the Chiefs. I'm done guessing at them week to week. But what I can count on is their defense is playing well. Chris Jones is one of the best defensive players, if not the best in football. They are as healthy as they've been all year. And you get Andy Reid coming out of a bye week. It's impossible not to feel good about the Chiefs right now.
I would agree. I would agree. All right. How about a little NBA conversation up until the top of the hour? Come on.
How much NBA have – well, you're in an NBA city. So yes. It's an unfair question to ask you how much NBA you've been watching because I assume it's a pretty good amount.
Yes.
And I have not watched much at all, like almost none, except for keeping up with the Shockers all play well in the NBA and the G League. And I know the Suns are on that streak. It is not NBA season
in
my brain.
In the NBA that were, I think, very interesting. The Suns won their 18th straight. Remember, the record for consecutive wins in the NBA still held by the great 72 Lakers with 33 in a row. But they won their 18th straight last night, beating Detroit at home. But here's the one that really got to me and is still amusing me this morning. Memphis beat Oklahoma City last night by 73. It was the largest margin of victory or largest margin of defeat in NBA history, breaking a 30-year-old record. Come on, Oklahoma City.
So you're telling me the Thunder could have just stood still. I mean, the Grizzlies could have stood still, let the Thunder go rattle off 72 straight points, and it still wouldn't have been enough.
No. Yeah, and I'll add one more to that. The Grizzlies bench outscored Oklahoma City in total by 18 points. The Grizzlies bench would have won that game by 18. Well, that's a little bit of a leap. But for the sake of just wind jamming, that's actually kind of what's wrong with the NBA and why people don't give it a lot of cred, especially this time of the year. Although the Suns, which started 1-3 with 18 straight wins, that's real. By the way, they go to Golden State, who they beat at home earlier this week, this weekend. So that will be, if you're wanting to take a check on an NBA game, that's a pretty good one to take a look at. The Suns with Landry Shamet, who's played some important and good minutes for them in Golden State against the Warriors. Okay, we'll get to the Shockers, K-State. The countdown to tip-off is on. And I know that Jacob probably covered a lot of that yesterday. Got a couple of observations. So we'll try to apply that moving forward instead of looking back. That as we continue. And we're about 15, 20 minutes away from our State Farm Insurance Picks of the Week. Sports Daily on the Sports Station, KFH. The KFH Hotline is brought to you by Twin Peaks. East at 21st and Rock, West at Ridge and Tap. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. baseball your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.